Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, dessert today, afternoon tea tomorrow. I love that.
Well, we're all about leftovers. And one of our favourite sections in the magazine is dinner tonight, lunch tomorrow, or cook once, eat twice. So, you know, you make something at home and then you either take it for lunch the next day at work. But we've never actually done a dessert. So I'd like to welcome to the show our food director of Mind Food, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Very, very well.
So a dessert this time, that's a bit different.
Well, it is a bit different and a little bit exciting too. I must admit, I'm looking at the pages now and it looks absolutely beautiful. This time we've done a beautiful, in the March issue, we've done a, it's called an autumn fruit terrine.
What's in that?
Well, it's a really simple recipe. We've given you everything, so you can do a little bit of cheating if you want to, or you can follow what we've done. But basically we've got poached pears, nectarines, feijoas and raspberries and oranges, and we give you a recipe to make a beautiful pomegranate juice jelly, and you make a layer, you put a layer of the fruit down, a little bit of jelly, and then you pop it in the fridge for 30 minutes and that sets, and you do it again and again. So you've used up all your ingredients, and then it's just a matter of leaving that in the fridge until it's set. And we give you a recipe for a lovely ginger biscuit and a raspberry sauce. So how good does that sound?
Oh, I love
I've
that.
Never made a terrine. It sounds quite easy.
Looks beautiful. It is very easy. You know, you can poach the pears yourself and you can make the raspberry sauce yourself.
Mm,
or you can buy poached pears and raspberry sauce. So you can make it as difficult or as easy as you like.
And so then what do you suggest then for
that
the leftover?
Beautiful.
Yeah, for the next day.
Does. Well, the next day is basically getting your terrine and cutting it into squares and popping it into a beautiful glasses. And what we've done is we've given you the recipe for a lovely vanilla custard. So you just top that and we're turning it into a trifle. So top it with the beautiful custard and then sprinkle it, bake some of your ginger biscuits onto that. And then you serve it with whipped cream if you want. You can even put that in your kid's lunchbox if you put it in a little plastic container.
Oh, that's nice.
As long as it's kept cool. So that will be a lovely lunch tomorrow. So there you go, afternoon tea tomorrow.
Now, you'll be happy about this. The other night I went to a dinner party and I walked in and I noticed when we walked through the people's kitchen that there was a copy of Mind Food there.
Oh, we love that.
And I thought, oh, I wonder what's going to happen tonight. This is going to be fun. Yeah. And we didn't say anything. And the next minute I'm sitting there and, you know, your shaken, not stirred lychee martini?
Oh, yeah.
That was served up. I said, isn't that interesting? I said, you know, Michael does such a great job. I said, how Michelle keeps coming up with these ideas? And then they were flicking through it and they suddenly realised that we do some of this stuff on radio. And they're like, oh, now it all makes sense. They said, we love this. So they tried this on a few people over the last few days and they said, it's become our favoured drink of the week.
Oh, yum.
Oh,
yum.
Of the week.
Shaken, not stirred. There you go. Your drink of the week.
Now, Michelle, you've got a brand new food columnist, haven't you, that launches in the issue with four of the best. Tell us about him.
Yes, we have. We've got Al Brown. He is a wonderful, wonderful chef, author, all sorts of things, restaurateur in Auckland. And, yes, he is writing for us. We've got a beautiful feature. He's done four of the best for us, and it's seafood. And, gosh, those pictures look amazing. He really does take us on a journey. It's amazing. You'll just love it. You'll get the issue, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
He has a lovely philosophy, doesn't he, in terms of very simple pared-back food and just using, you know, cooking from the season. And I think seafood was a really interesting choice because I was on that shoot with him, and he went out and he caught what he calls power, but, you know, abalone. And he went out diving for those. And honestly, within minutes of being caught, he, you know, turned them into fritters and we were eating them and they were absolutely beautiful. So
how lovely.
I'm looking forward to reading him and having him part of Mind Food every month.
Oh, yes. Now he's going to be a great addition to the team.
All right, Michelle. Well, thanks very much for joining us today on the show. And, of course, we'll catch up with you in the next couple of episodes of the show.
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me. And everyone out there, make that autumn fruit terrine. You won't regret it. It's beautiful.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.